for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
I'm so glad that you can join us here at Living Life. And I hope and pray that as we study God's Word, that you will appreciate His truth and His love for all of us. You know, many children often ask a lot of questions. And I know that my kids ask me that all the time. But especially my youngest one, I remember that every single day, he would always have a question, and it would begin with the word, why? Why does he have to go to school? Why does he have to eat vegetables? Or why does he have to brush his teeth? He would question and ask everything and anything possible. And oftentimes, you know, we would do our best to try to answer them. But sometimes when he asks certain questions, we weren't able to answer them the way that he was looking to hear because he wasn't ready for it. And oftentimes, we can have that kind of relationship with God as well. And we see that in Job's life, that he is earnestly seeking answers and questioning God about certain events that have taken place in his life. And through these questions, as he's searching for answers, we see that God's response is not what he expected. So let's look into his word and see what happens in this chapter.
Job chapter 10, verses 13 through 22. But this is what you concealed in your heart, and I know that this was in your mind. If I sinned, you would be watching me and would not let my offense go unpunished. If I am guilty, woe to me. Even if I am innocent, I cannot lift my head, for I am full of shame and drowned in my affliction. If I hold my head high, you stalk me like a lion and again display your awesome power against me. You bring new witnesses against me and increase your anger toward me. Your forces come against me, wave upon wave. Why then did you bring me out of the womb? I wish I had died before any eye saw me. If only I had never come into being or had been carried straight from the womb to the grave. Are not my few days almost over? Turn away from me so I can have a moment's joy before I go to the place of no return, to the land of gloom and utter darkness, to the land of deepest night, of utter darkness and disorder, where even the light is like darkness.
We see that in chapter 10 that Job is asking some very heart-wrenching questions, and they're very real. And he's basically asking God why these things are happening to him. And you can tell at this point that Job is devastated and he's frustrated because he is not making sense of the situation that he's in. And this leads him to be earnest and to be honest before God through his questioning. And all he's seeking is an answer. He just wants to know why this is happening to him. And I believe that we've all been in that situation where we don't understand why is this happening to us. You know, what did we do to deserve this? If our God is loving, if he truly cares for his children, then shouldn't he protect us? Shouldn't we be able to overcome this situation? And Job knew that God had all the answers. He was very firm in knowing that he was a child of God and that God was the one who had his life in his hands. But God doesn't tell him. We sense that perhaps God is silent during this season of his life. And I know from personal experience that there have been moments in my life where I questioned God and I asked him, why is it that I feel like I'm walking in total darkness, where I don't feel like I know where I'm stepping into, or if I'm going in the right direction. Why isn't God at least showing me the right path that I need to be upon? And it was a difficult season in my life, and it was a lot of it had to do with physical ailments that I was enduring. There were times where it was very difficult for me to get out of bed. It was hard for me to do simple chores, just even walking or even putting on my clothes or even, you know, getting into the shower or out. There were so many difficulties that I was enduring, and I struggled a lot with it, and I questioned God. There is no answer to why I have to go through this. And so I was desperate to know why, what all this meant. But in my heart, I could have easily blamed or gotten angry with God. But sometimes I thought to myself, maybe this is a test. Maybe God wanted to see what my faith was made of. And I really needed to trust and learn to be quiet and learn to turn to Him and see through the example of Job that even though he endured so much, and yet he was able to come out victorious through it all. And so I know that there may be times where you question your faith. I know that I had questioned mine, but I hope that you can come through this being faithful and being more aware of what God is doing in and through your life. And so God will reveal it, but we need to wait upon His time. And another possibility about why God doesn't answer Job's questions is that perhaps He wanted him to come to Him in prayer, that this was our way of being stripped of ourselves, of our securities, and learn to look to Him who is all-powerful and all-knowing and is definitely in control of our circumstances. So take comfort in knowing that Christ was a man was a God who took on flesh and became man so that He can understand, so that He was in our place and He understands what we are going through. And as Job is going through all this, we see that he is spiraling into deeper and deeper despair in his life. And he is in a dark episode of this moment in his lifetime. And his friends are trying to convince him that he is guilty of sin, and that's what's causing all this calamity. And so the weight of suffering was so heavy upon his shoulders that he found it very difficult to even walk. And so in his mind, his life wasn't worth it anymore. And so there may be moments in our lives where things seem so dark and that there's no way out. God is our guide. He is our light, as we see in Scripture, that He does not leave us in darkness, that we are called children of light. Therefore, He is directing us. He is showing us the path that we need to be upon. And so let's learn to endure these hardships that we're going through right now. And as we see in the lives of His friends, Job's friends, did not give him the kind of advice that he needed to hear. So let's be careful that who we turn to in times of trouble, that though our friends may be an excellent source of comfort, of compassion, but they are not the only source, that God needs to be the ultimate person and the only one that can provide for us a true source of comfort and understanding. And let's not solely focused on people, especially of the earth, because we know that they are limited in their knowledge and limited in what they can share with us. But we know that God has a wealth of wisdom, and He wants to impart that into you and my life as well. I know that for many of us, perhaps the last thing that we want to hear is to open up the Word of God. But I sincerely hope and pray that that would be the first place that we turn to, and that in our moments of darkness, in our moments of struggle, that it will deepen our prayer lives, that as we cry out to God, when we shed tears, and when there are moments where our tears have been our food, or there have been times where we could not sleep, let us pray that the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised to be our comforter, that will be by our side and that understands all of our emotions and all of our needs. Let's pray that that will be a reality and that will be experienced through every moment, through every event that we have to endure as Christians. So let's pray for that. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have not left us. We thank you, Lord, that even through the hardships, God, I pray that the lessons that you want to show us and teach us, that we know that though the world tries to harm us, we thank you, Father, that you provide for us more than we can imagine. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is light. You are a God who reveals himself in many different ways. And for that, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
CGM